It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Spring break is here and hospitalizations for COVID-19 are rising. Colorado's governor and top state health leaders are urging people to keep up wearing masks and social distancing. On Monday, Colorado reported a 16% increase of patients hospitalized with coronavirus. State epidemiologist Rachel Herlihy says it's too early to know whether it's the start of another wave.
We would love to see these numbers come down, and we expect them to come down as we gain more and more immunity in the state, but we're not yet there.
Prom will look different this year. The state health department has released guidelines for high schools on how to host a safe prom. It includes keeping students in 10-person pods, scheduling virtual events, and having the prom outdoors if possible. Last year, proms were all but banned by rules to limit the spread of COVID-19. Denver was one stop on the Biden administration's Help Is Here tour, talking up the benefits of the latest COVID relief package. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the vice president's visit Tuesday to Colorado focused on small businesses and vaccines.
Vice President Harris met with a small group of business owners in Denver. She told them they are the heartbeat of every community, and she listened as owners like Lalitha Chitor described their struggles this past year. Chitor wasn't able to get assistance in previous aid packages for her micro business selling eco-friendly reusable products. She will under the new relief plan. Harris also took a virtual tour of a vaccine site helping underserved communities in Weld County. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
How much moisture was in that heavy snow that fell on parts of Colorado over the weekend? 2 feet of snow equals about 3 inches of water, according to Becky Mitchell, the director of the Colorado Water Conservation Board.
Portions of the Eastern Plains got 5 months worth of precip in one single weekend. That's amazing.
Mitchell says the storm could help ease drought conditions in the short term. It's still expecting a very dry spring. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.